season. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. 833-563-2539 is the number. Social media, if you want to hit us up, it is Joe and Mackenzie. Hit us up, give us a follow, and you can see what's happening on today's show. As a matter of fact, you would already know at 810, 710 Central, we're giving away Toy Story 4.
Yes!
God, that movie was Sporky. What up, Sporky?
I still haven't seen it yet, so I'm dying. But everyone loves it, and everyone says that it's a tearjerker and they cry.
We were going to give away Toy Story 4, but now Mackenzie has a copy.
So, so there's one less.
Tomorrow, you can win that. No, 810, 710 Central, we're hooking you up with that. We got a lot to get to this morning, though. We're going to get into the tea. We're going to be getting into a Monday motivation, good stories to make your day, you know, even better. Song of the day today. I'll even give you a little preview since you're up this early. It is best girl group song. Now that could be, it could be a rock group, it could be a pop group, just anything with some ladies up in it. We're gonna do that. Forget Man Meat Monday. Today's Women Monday, I guess.
Maybe next week.
Maybe. All right. And, of course, Murder Monday. We have to keep the M's going. So, what is it? The Dress Drawer Murder at the Claypool Hotel.
Ooh, so shady.
All right. How was your weekend, Mackenzie?
It was really great. Friday night, I took my little Lucy. Do you guys remember back in the day, did you ever, like, a school carnival? She had her school had a carnival, like a fundraiser.
Games and stuff, yeah.
It was so cute. Like, all her girls were there. Like, it was so funny. So I drop her off, and she wanted to be cool. So she didn't want me to, like, walk in with her. So she runs up, and, like, all her little girlfriends are like, Lucy! And it was so fun. And then I let them do their thing, and I, like, went and, like, took a walk around the neighborhood and stuff. There was, like, a DJ. There was food. There was raffles. It was really cute and fun. I don't even remember what we did Saturday, and then we went to Sky Zone yesterday, which was really cool, and we jumped forever.
Do you wake up the next morning like, wait a minute, did I work out or did I jump on a trampoline?
Right? It's like the best workout, jumping for an hour. It's so much fun.
What about you, poor chap? How's your weekend?
My weekend was fantastic. I had to go up to Michigan to DJ a wedding, and it was fine. It was whatever. But literally, the best part of my weekend was like the last 4 hours.
So stop teasing us. What just went down?
I mean, I got to put someone to bed.
And by that, what do you mean?
So I was at home sleeping, and I had texted someone. I was like, hey, want to hang out tonight? And they're like, yeah, maybe, and like nothing.
They said maybe?
Yeah, but like a couple hours later, it was like, so are you coming out tonight? And then I was like, okay, guess so. So at like 2 o'clock, which was just a couple hours ago, went to the bar, had a couple drinks.
You went out at 2 a.m.?
Yeah. Had a couple drinks, and then went like to this person's house and just put them to bed, like rub their back and scratch their back till they fell asleep and
is
rub
this
their head.
New or old person? Who is this?
I don't know. Just
I love
someone.
Our lives. I'm like, I went to Sky Zone. You're like, I went to the bars at 2 a.m.
Yeah, so put said someone to bed and then came to work. I was the first one here, I might add.
He's trying to be discreet as well, I feel like, about who it is.
I think he's afraid. Yeah, like, how is it going to go?
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't want to say who it is because it might end.
Okay, have we heard this person's name before?
Maybe.
Or is this
have.
Someone new?
I don't know.
Do
I
bet they we have a certain color eyes?
Could be anyone.
Interesting.
But I don't know. No, it was a fantastic night. We went out to a bar, like, downtown here. And just
the two of you or, like, a group?
There's six of us, but, like, really it was, like, three of us.
Okay. We're writing it down.
Did you tuck one or two men into bed?
Just one.
I don't believe that now.
Should I blow the breathalyzer?
What I don't like about this story is I feel like, A, you always text first. B, the person says, are you busy? The person's like, maybe. And then later, I mean, it's like, you out? And you're like, yes, and you come running.
Yeah, it's like, here, little boy.
That's what I don't like.
It was a fantastic night.
I don't want you to blow the breathalyzer because if you're drunk, that means you might have drank and drove, and I don't even want to talk about that.
I love that you're happy, though.
Oh, he's blowing it.
He's blowing it.
Oh, man. Oh, no. I'm nervous.
This is dramatic AF. Listen to the sound.
I'm so nervous.
It's fine.
What is it? All right, we'll talk.
All right.
How was your weekend, Liv?
I had a really good weekend, actually. It was super fun and relaxing. And on Saturday, it was my boyfriend's dog, Leo. It was his fourth birthday. And he is like literally my light, my world, my everything. And so we took him to like a little bar like for like during the day that lets dogs come there. And we were giving him treats. And it was like his first time going to like a bar. And it was the first time being around like other dogs really like in an aggressive
Does he do well with other dogs?
He did so well. He was so cute. People kept like petting him, saying how cute he was. And then yesterday, we just like went to the bars to watch some football. And yeah, it was a really, really good weekend.
Can I say that my fantasy football team got 180 points?
My fantasy football team is absolute trash, and I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm the best.
Oh, my gosh.
I did some last-minute trades yesterday on my fantasy football team. My buddy thought he was giving me a crappy running back.
Yeah.
He scored 30 points. I'm like, oh, I'm so jealous.
My team is, like, off the charts, you guys. I'm, like, dominating. The Nikaritas. Watch out.
I bet.
I feel like your team has to be replenished every week when it runs out of drinks.
I actually don't have a team.
It's a real fantasy team.
I'm just kidding.
My weekend was kind of a blur, but in a good way. Saturday, I didn't even realize that there was a pumpkin beer fest, but I'm not a huge pumpkin beer fan, but they had that and some fall like.
Wait, do you say
beer.
Pumpkin?
Yeah. He does.
Yeah. I love that. You don't say pumpkin.
It's pumpkin.
I say it correctly if you look it up
pumpkin.
In the dictionary.
Yeah, no, like pumping a kin. Pumpkin.
So, anyways, the pumpkin beer was really good. The fall beer was good. Met a lot of cool people, listeners, which, man, I don't remember what we did, but if we were in photos, tag me. and then took an Uber from there home, did a quick power nap, and then went to see in concert in Indianapolis, Indiana. Bob Seger was in town.
Oh my gosh, so many of my friends went to that. How was it?
Oh, it was amazing. I've seen him once before. It's at that age, though. I got to see Willie Nelson in concert, too, and it's like, you can tell, like, this is their last hurrah, because they're so old. No diss, but you're 74, 75.
What is your favorite Bob Seger song?
Old Time Rock and Roll. I played a song at my wedding this weekend.
No,
doesn't he do the Night Moves?
Night Moves is good.
Oh, I love that one.
I would say for me, my favorite is Turn the Page.
Okay.
Oh my God, just that sax coming in there. I mean, that's iconic, but I guess that's a cliche answer too. Oh, there's a lot of great Bob Seger songs, but got to do that. And then, I don't know. Got an Uber home eventually. And then, but I met somebody at this beer festival that apparently has some like sweet downtown parking. So he called the guy who called the guy. I pull up, we park in front of a garbage can and like a dumpster right by the arena.
No way.
Like, there's no way my car's not going to be towed like after this. But it wasn't.
That's crazy. It you got the hookup.
I met a listener, so I should probably remember the name to keep that access going.
Yeah.
So. All right. Anyways, Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, where Joaquin Phoenix showed up that made his fans flip out, and which woman caused Sylvester Stallone and Richard Gere to get into a fist fight?
Time to pour this tea and stir this tea and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Oh yeah, time to spill the tea. Let's get right to it. SNL over the weekend was awesome. Matthew Broderick made a little appearance. Love him. He's poking some fun with some Ferris Bueller-related jokes. Phoebe Waller-Bridge was the host talking about her show Fleabag, which I have to check out. And Taylor Swift killed it performing Lover. Here's a little bit.
We could leave the Christmas lights up till January. This is our place. We made. There's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. Have I known you 20 seconds, 20 years? Can I go where you go?
Man, does she sound great live or what? Tay Tay, great job, I say. Well, Alec Trebek is giving us an update on his health.
So we're back on the chemo, and we'll see if the numbers go down. And if they do, they can't keep doing it forever, of course, so they'll have to find a new protocol or whatever to administer. And, we'll play it by ear and just keep chunking along until we either win or lose.
Man, I just love him so much. Of course, thoughts and prayers going his way. What a brave, brave man. He has stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and he's going to keep treating it. But hey, live your life every single day to the fullest. Just a reminder, this is awesome. Did anyone check out Joker over the weekend?
I didn't. Seemed like a lot of my friends did and said it was pretty good. But
did they
I have
like
not
it?
Seen it. Yeah.
Okay, so a movie house in San Fernando Valley was so lucky. Joaquin Phoenix himself greeted ticket holders after the credits rolled. And here's the crowd going crazy and him addressing people.
Hey,
Let's see
what
you got to offer now. What did they say?
Knock, knock.
So he was just going back and forth with fans, and they were so excited. Why does that never happen to me? That happens all the time. Like the actors or actresses will appear at a film, like Brad Pitt comes out, or
I've been mistaken. Like, hey, are you Brad Pitt? I'm like, nah, I'm just here to watch this movie.
Like, Mr. Pitt, thanks for coming out to your movie.
It's
Love
Mr. Pesh.
Well, this is very interesting. Richard Gere versus Sylvester Stallone. What? They almost had a fist fight over none other than Princess Diana.
Okay, you're living in Spain.
Whoops, sorry, wrong one. None of this stuff is working. Hold on a second, I got you.
You're going to fight or you plan on boring me to death?
That's what he was saying to Richard Gere. That's right. So they once fought over Princess Diana at a dinner party. Get this, hosted by Elton John. So after Stallone's plans to hook up with the royal were derailed by Gere. So basically, Sly Stallone wanted to get with Princess Diana. He was blocked, if you know what I mean, by Richard Gere. And they almost came to blows. How interesting is that? Elton says that Stallone was super jealous of Richard Gere and that they almost threw down.
I'm just trying to picture like Elton John getting off the piano like, guys, stop fighting.
Right?
Trying to break that thing up. That'd be a hot mess.
Oh my gosh, that's really interesting. There is a memoir, Me, that is slated to come out here October 15th, which will be very interesting, which details the fight that they had to break up and like Queen Elizabeth was in the mix too. So there
awkward.
You go. That's going to be super juicy.
Mackenzie with the tea this morning on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Coming up, going to get you started off right. Monday motivation. This guy gave his girlfriend some pills and they made her feel better. Might be a little bit different than what we've had Pork Chop talk about taking recently, but that's coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie.
If you're feeling good, say yeah!
Yeah!
All right.
Monday motivation here on Joe and Mackenzie, trying to get your day started off right with some positive news, some good feeling stuff. How about this one? Some medicine. Well, not literal medicine, but Denisha Bracey had been having a hard time lately, so her boyfriend made her a gift to help her make her feel herself better. Love pills. Yeah.
Ooh.
I never heard of love pills except for, like, illegal ones. But the couple, I guess, she was struggling with anxiety and panic attacks. Her boyfriend had been helping her a lot with them. This past week, their 2-year anniversary came up, and he made her love pills. Every pill capsule, like, he took, like, these real pill capsules. I guess you can get, like, just nothing in them. And he actually put in little notes in there. Each one had one saying that she was so loving or so sweet. You know, something that would make her happy, and it would also share her good qualities about her. And, yeah, he put these things together. He made up a little fake, like, I guess, RX label on there for when to take them and how many. And she says, this is something amazing. And she says, you don't have to spend $100 to get something meaningful. Just a couple of bucks and some creativity could be the best gift ever. And the photo of this is so cool. We'll have to get it up somehow on our Monday Motivation blog.
I can't believe you can buy, like, just empty capsules. That's interesting to
know. You could totally do that. What do you got, Mackenzie?
You can totally do that. Okay, so, Matthew Hussey. I am obsessed with him because I feel like he's an awesome relationship guru. He used to date Camila Cabello, FYI, but he is blowing up all over social media. And, okay, ladies or men, if you're dealing with someone who is super just flaky and inconsistent, this is a little advice from Matthew.
And she got to a point where she was so sick of him showing investment and then disappearing that one day when he texted her asking her to go to dinner after having disappeared for weeks, she just messaged him back and said, hey, listen, I like you, but this dynamic we have where we start things up and then things go away again and then we start them up again, it's just become boring to me. Like, it's no longer interesting. So if we're just going to do the same thing again, let's not bother with this. When I heard that story, I thought that is such a powerful word to use in that context. Because so often people get angry, they get upset, they get hurt, and then they communicate all of that. And when we do that, in a way, we're still building up someone's ego. We're still showing them that they have a handle on our emotions. You know, you either come back and you get my excitement, or you come back and you get my anger and my frustration. I'm still making you very important in my life, even though you haven't been investing and you shouldn't be important in my life. But when you tell someone this dynamic we have is just boring now, you're shooting down their ego. You're no longer validating that behavior. And so what happens is someone either disappears, or they realize in order to attract you, they've got to start showing you a very different kind of investment.
Boom! This spoke to me. So if someone's like this to you, it's like, you're boring. Bye. There you go.
I love that.
Because so many women in particular put up with these, like, in and out, these boomerangs that are like, they're gone, then they come back, and they're gone, then they come back. It's like, that is so boring. So tell them that they're boring.
Live the Web Girl, what do you got?
My story is about this guy named Guy Bryan. So he is someone that lives in Brooklyn in New York City, and he has affected 50 different teenagers' lives who are in the foster care system. So he has been a foster parent for 50 different people. And all of these people say that he was different from all of the other foster parents that they've had before. And he says he mainly only goes for fostering teens because he knows a lot of times those are the kids that don't get the extra love in and don't get like the care that they need, because a lot of people want to go for, like, you know, the cute babies.
Yeah, they're
and
too
the young
old
ones.
By a teenager.
Exactly. Exactly. So he brings them in and he shows them what it is like to have an actual real home surrounded by an actual real family and just love. And all of these people have just been so affected. They've gone on to go to college and have basically said they owe everything they have to this guy. So he's just great and showing love.
All right. Good stuff.
Very cool.
Thank you. All right. That's Monday Motivation here on Joe and Mackenzie. A woman is still married after what her husband did to a bridesmaid. This is insane if you have not heard this story. And if you're looking for a Halloween costume for you and three friends, oh, I've got you. Joe's Need to Know News. It's coming up next here on Radio Now. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. This is an insane story. A groom forced himself on one of his bride-to-be's bridesmaid at a celebration before the wedding and is now facing sexual assault charges. But that's not even the crazy part. I mean, that's terrible, but police in Pennsylvania say Daniel Carney sexually assaulted the bridesmaid in a locker room after she got drunk and blacked out during the celebration for the bride and the groom. The bride went into the locker room, and that's when the assault ended. That's when the bride and the groom got into a physical fight. Surveillance video shows the woman, who looked extremely unsteady on her feet, according to police, being pulled into the locker room by this guy. And I guess in a call between this guy and the bridesmaid, like the accuser, the investigators were given permission to listen in. Carney admits to leading her into the locker room and apologizing multiple times, saying, "Hey, sorry about that." Police say Carney also told them that he did take advantage of the bridesmaid. The couple still went through with the wedding like 2 days later.
So this guy is, in fact, the groom?
Yes, the groom sexually assaulted a bridesmaid.
That is insane. And she still married this guy?
Could you? Who?
No,
what?
I could not imagine.
Huh? Absolutely insane. All right, other things going on this morning. If you're looking for an outfit, Mackenzie, for you and some girls, might I suggest?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Target has debuted Golden Girl costumes for Halloween 2019. You can be Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, or Sophia. Each look is only $68.99, so less than $70.
It's a steal.
And if you threw a party.
Yes. Go with Blanche, vote shout.
No doubt about it. All right, that's going to be really cool. And these actually look pretty legit. Now, you got your hair done last week, right, Mackenzie?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Anything scary ever happen while you're getting your hair done?
Oh, yes. One time my hair, they accidentally dyed it blue.
What? How do you dye hair blue?
So if you get high, they were doing like highlights and then a toner, and they did it in the wrong, this isn't who I go to now, but the wrong order.
Okay.
And it was weird. I'm in the bowl. And she's looking down at me, like in the bowl, as a, you know, when they're washing out. And she goes, "I'll be right back."
Ooh, hey.
That's never a good sign mid-wash. And I'm like, okay, do-do-do-do-do-do. She doesn't come back for 20 minutes. I'm not kidding. And then they came back. They're like, okay, so don't panic, but your hair is blue. And then we had to dye it. It was just a huge... I was at the salon, long story short, for 8 hours.
You were like a Smurf?
It was terrible, yes. Like every blonde piece you see was blue.
Please tell me you got a photo of that.
No, they wouldn't. They were so terrified.
Oh, well, I'm glad they were able to fix it. Okay, well, I don't know if that was terrifying or if this is more terrifying. Just imagine you're sitting there doing your thing, and a deer runs into the salon.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
it
my
happened
God.
In New York. Tears are looking at him. What do I do?
Calm down, wait. Calm down.
Close the door back there.
No, keep the door open.
Oh my God!
Now everybody was okay. They just were freaking out, panicking.
Like, yeah.
Thankfully, the deer didn't go there with the, you know, its antlers and get anybody. But it just is confused. And sometimes, if the glass is so clear, they just run right through.
Oh,
it was like in a city area.
Bless its heart. Did it survive?
Yeah. As far as I know, the deer is fine. The people are fine.
People are fine.
I mean, they're going to need to get some new windows there at the salon. But
does insurance cover that?
I don't know. What do you call it? Like rogue animal? Something.
Yes.
And let's see what else we have here. Okay, this is almost a Monday motivation story. Insane. A month after Hurricane Dorian ravaged parts of the Bahamas, rescuers have found a dog alive in the rubble. The one-year-old dog they've nicknamed Miracle was nearly crushed under a collapsed building after Dorian came rushing ashore like 160 mile per hour winds back in September. Earlier this week, the team at Big Dog Ranch Rescue used a drone to detect a heat signature under a pile of debris. Rescuers raced over there, finding a malnourished male dog whose only way of survival was drinking rain water for the past month, but it survived.
Poor baby.
That is incredible. And sports over the weekend, speaking of incredible, the Colts. Yeah, the Colts beat the undefeated Chiefs 19-13. The Texans beat up, terribly, the Falcons. The final there, 53-32. That's insane.
Wow, and hey, the Redskins just fired their head coach, Jay Gruden. It's breaking news. Redskins coach is out.
That ain't good. And Major League Baseball, the Astros, they were smoking it this weekend. They took a 2-0 lead over the Tampa Bay Rays in the American League Division Series thanks to some strong pitching. Game number 3 is today in Tampa Bay.
Woohoo!
That is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Coming up next, we got your song of the day. How you feeling about your selection?
I feel very strongly. It's going to be a battle.
All right, we'll give you a little preview of it. It's the best girl group, but that could be pop, rock, soul, just anything with the ladies. It was actually suggested by Allie on our Instagram. Some people spend their entire weekend thinking what song will they pick for song of the day.
You literally just described me.
Interesting. All right, well, let's get down to it today. The song category for song of the day was actually suggested by Allie on Instagram. So shout out. Can we get a shout out to Allie?
Allie.
She said we should do something like best girl group. And it could be like a rock band. It could be a soul group. It could be, you know, like, I don't know, maybe one of the songs we have here today. Pretty wide open, but it's got to feature the ladies. So here we go. We'll kick it off with Mackenzie this morning. Mackenzie, what song do you have?
Well, this is exciting because we think possibly they might be getting back together. I chose the Pussycat Dolls with Buttons.
Loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep running. Say what you gonna do to me. But I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep running. Say what you gonna do to me.
That's a fun song for a Monday. Come on.
All right, Pork Chop, what song do you have?
So yesterday I was at the steakhouse, and I was working, and I had to go on my phone and pay a bill. And now if you listen to the Chris Hogan podcast, we had him on the air, and I was talking with him how I'm poor and broke, and I'm paying a crap ton of bills. Well, anyways.
Anyways.
I've got this one bill that's $681 a month. It's done in 4 more months. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yay.
Well, anyways, so I'm sitting there on my phone paying the bill. And just randomly in my head, I was like, can you pay my bills? Can you pay my time? And I was like, oh, Destiny's Child. And then I was like, wait, Joe, I didn't finish my tease.
Sorry, even Destiny's Child's like, geez, get to the point.
Then I was like, in a song that's bigger than that for female artists? Why not independent women? It's Destiny's Child.
All the women, independent, throw your hands up at me. All the honeys making money, throw your hands up at me. All the mamas rocking dollars, throw your hands up at me. All the ladies truly feel
that. Yes. That's good.
I kind of like Bill's better, but I like that one too.
Hey, it's cool. All right, now for me, I went with, those are decent songs. I'm not going to knock them. They're not terrible. But as far as the song you should probably vote for today, how about one of the OGs of rap? You still sing the song and it holds, you know, its weight in gold as far as being around. I'm talking about Salt and Pepper. And what do they want you to do?
Ooh.
They want you to push it.
I played this at my wedding this weekend.
Yes. I think I've chosen this song, but it didn't win.
Oh.
But I love it.
Shots fired.
No, well, no, I love it.
No, maybe she didn't sell it right. Or maybe it was an interesting pork chop voting result day.
Of course.
Plenty of scenarios here that could make a song not win.
I'm nervous about Liv's.
Liv the Web Girl, what do you have? Once again, the category is Best Girl Group suggested by Allie on her Instagram, Joan McKenzie.
Don't beat
me. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. I remember singing this with my three sisters. We would always argue who would be who when we were singing it along.
Uh-oh.
And when I think of women in a group singing, I think of all of these powerhouse artists that are in this song.
Oh, no.
Lady Marmalade.
Real Lady Marmalade.
I was like six, by the way, singing this. I had no idea what the lyrics meant.
Now, I need to know, is it Lady Marmalade or Marmalade?
And did you call dibs on being Lil' Kim? Everybody wanted to be Christina.
Everyone wanted to be Christina. Except I had one sister, Claire, and she always killed it with Lil' Kim.
I took French in high school and got an A+, by the way. So, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Will you sleep with me tonight?
Well, yes. No, I know that now.
How often have you been speaking French?
Je m'appelle Pork Chop.
My name is Pork Chop.
I'd like to tuck you into bed. All right, the reminder of the songs that you can choose. Mackenzie had Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls. Pork Chop, Independent Woman by Destiny's Child. Myself, Joe, I had Push It by Salt and Pepper. And Liv had either Lady Marmalade or Marmalade, whatever it goes by Christina Aguilera and a bunch of other ladies. And I can't name off at once. What song are you going to vote for? Well, that's the tough part. Grab your phone safely. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140 and make your vote count. That's song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We'll play
pick
it next.
Me. Pick me, pick me.
Song of the day. Voting? That has ended. Calculation. Well, that's happening right now. Category, I want to say a big shout out to Allie on our Instagram, Joe and Mackenzie. If you don't already follow us, you certainly should.
Woohoo!
She suggested. She said, hey guys, what about Best Girl Group? I'm like, all right.
Great idea, girl.
We can do a Best Girl Group song. I ain't against that. And let's recap all the possible choices you had this morning. Starting out with Mackenzie, she had this bibbity bop. Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls. I don't think they'll get back together even though the rumor was happening.
Nicole Scherzinger says it's a possibility, a strong one.
Well, she says that there is a chance. Porkchop had Independent Woman, which is his life motto, by Destiny's Child.
All the women to independent, throw your hands up at me.
I went probably the oldest song, I think. I might have been the oldest song out there, and I went with Salt and Pepper. They had a song called Push It. And then we had Liv with her song. And Liv's song was Lady Marmalade or Lot, I hope I don't say it wrong, by Christina Aguilera and a bunch of other great women. Mm-hmm. So, the question is, what song will be the winner today and be played here on the show?
Did you already play Rosie?
Oh, I did. Does Rosie need to calculate some more?
Ro, wake up, girl.
I just want to say, I was having a fantastic day until I found out I finished in fourth place.
Ooh.
Not surprised.
I guess I should have picked Bills.
That might have gotten
really
you third.
I really think that would have been stronger.
Come on.
Because when you do independent ladies, you're getting rid of half your audience.
Well, yeah. Today's category is songs by female groups.
I'm just telling you, dudes are listening and they may not say, yeah, independent ladies.
Well, I guess that song knew I was gay before I knew.
Everybody knew before you knew.
Coming in third place, right behind me with 18%, Mackenzie.
Ooh.
Of course.
Ooh, Livy Liv, you and I.
Coming in second place with 28% of the votes. First place, might I add, was 39% of the votes. 28% was a song I played at my wedding this weekend and nobody danced to. Salt and Pepper Push It with Joe.
No one danced to it?
Why would you? See, I knew he tainted the vote when he said he played it. Leave my song name out of your mouth. Leave it alone.
No one danced to Salt and Pepper at the wedding.
I mean, like, three people. But that means the big winner today, which I agree. I'm down with this. It's Liv the Web Girl.
Yeah.
And voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
What do you want to say to all the people that voted for you today?
I want to say thank you so much. But hey, it is the song that does all of the work, all of those women in this song. Hell yes. Now I'm just excited we get to listen to it.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your song of the day winner. Song of the day winner today, suggested by Allie on Instagram. That was Liv the Web Girl's pick with Lady Marmalade by Christina Aguilera and a bunch of other ladies. If you got a suggestion for a song, you can hit us up in the DM. It's Radio Now AM Show.
I can't believe I got last.
I can.
Honestly, I can't either. I love that song.
What the heck?
They're all strong choices. For a Monday. Trying to get everybody up and going.
It's Joan McKenzie here on Radio Now, and this poor guy, and I say poor guy because I think the sentence was totally not justified. A man overslept jury duty, and he got 10 days in jail for it. Yes. Ugh. He was selected to serve on a civil jury in August, but when he overslept for the trial, he had to spend 10 days in jail. His name's DeAndre, and he has no criminal record. The 21-year-old guy from West Palm Beach was summoned for a hearing in court last month. The circuit court judge asked him, hey, why didn't you show up to the civil trial, you know, when you were sworn as a juror? And he's like, honestly, I slept in. Like, I apologize. He's like, oh, well, you have plenty of time to sleep in jail. So you got 10 days in jail.
Oh, man.
Does the crime fit the time here? Does anybody think the judge did the right 10 days in jail? Liv, you're freaking out right now. You're like, oh, God, that could be me.
No, I want that to be me. Honestly, I don't think I would mind 10 days in jail. Yes. Are you joking? I just get to sleep.
Lego.
No, I could
you
read.
Don't just get
I could
to
journal.
Sleep, though. The lights go on and they like, oh, and you have, like, jobs sleep. And stuff.
I can sleep literally through anything, like, though, I feel like.
Can and you poo like, in a hole or like a toilet when everyone's watching you?
Yes. Like, I have no shame for that either.
Oh, I feel bad for the other prisoners.
10 days away from my phone. Oh, I think that would be nice.
Well, you could do that yourself, though.
Have you, Mackenzie, you seem to know an awful lot. Have you been in jail?
No.
Then how
Never.
Do you know?
Because I watch movies. I watch TV shows. That's the biggest thing. I told you, I could never, like, poo in front of anyone else, let alone a cell full of people.
I think you've built up a comfort. Like, I never thought I could do that, but this week with my wife, she was right in the bathroom. I mean, it just...
No, you went when she was there?
You have to go. You got to go. I'm sure it's just like prison.
That's the kiss of death. That is the end of intimacy. I was married over 14 years. Never once did my ex see me go to the bathroom.
Well, maybe that's why if you guys didn't do that, maybe it would be different.
No, I'd say, oh, I'd have to go. I just think that's so... That's like the one cross line. Yeah, of course. Like,
ew,
but I'd be like... But, like, you don't... I wouldn't have a conversation on the toilet going with him watching.
My
Ew.
Wife has seen me naked. My wife has given me a sponge bath after I had surgery and I couldn't do it myself. I don't think that's... You can't get much more intimate than that.
So you're just staring at each other while you go number two.
Well, we don't make direct eye contact like, hey, first one to break loses.
I just think that's the end of intimacy. That's just the end of romance.
All right, well, I think it intensifies our love, so... To each their own. I think our bond's gotten better by being there on the potty. So overall, we all say no to this dude. You say he should have been able to get out.
We got off track there.
We did.
I mean, I don't think that the crime fits the punishment.
Then what would have been
don't.
Right? What would have been right to you, Liv? Like, if you were Judge Liv, what would you have done?
Maybe like a $150 fine.
I would have made
him pretty steep.
Show up every day the next week at 4 a.m. and do some court work. Like, clean the bathrooms in the court at 4 a.m. to get up early.
No.
I feel like that would have been better.
I would rather
go to jail.
Yeah, Liv's like, I'm not getting up
but
that
like,
early.
Seriously, taxpayer money, what's that guy just doing sitting in jail? Nothing. Like, put that person to work and make them get up early, and then they won't sleep through their alarm again.
Has anybody listening done something just really small, like not that big, but you had to go to jail for a couple of days? Like, what is it like?
Not me.
Like, I've never been to jail.
I kind of wonder what it's like.
I've had friends that have gone in the drunk tank before. Like, they go,
like less than 12 hours or something?
Yeah.
I think my boyfriend had to do that before.
All right, you don't gotta spill this. As your defense attorney here, don't say stuff about your boyfriend you may not want out there in public.
I don't think that's the same thing, though. That's obviously
yeah,
not.
He
like
was
hard
just in the drunk
time.
Tank.
I think, go ahead.
One of us needs to go to jail.
Well, definitely not me. I'll survive the least, the longest.
I'll go to jail.
All right, what are you going to do to get arrested?
Dude, you would love jail, you know, pork chop.
Pork chop, like, hey, I dropped the soap. I dropped it again.
Oh, that's sad. I would worry about you so much in there.
As long as they're cute.
He'd be fine.
I'd worry about the other guys in there. Like, hey, give me a soap.
I feel like they
soap.
Would love Joe, too.
I am quite the, heavy cuddler kind of a guy. Who knows? Prison might be fun for us. Hey, we'll find out what's happening in the tea coming up next. Hang on.
Pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Ooh, let's do it. Okay, we are spilling the tea, starting out with The Walking Dead. If you're a big fan, it has been renewed for season 11.
Let it die.
Whoa. Okay, so Lauren Cohen, also known as Maggie Green, also will be coming back. So good news for Uber fans. Announcement was just made in New York Comic Con on Saturday. AMC, we weren't sure if it was going to come back, but it is for sure. So get, I mean, hey,
are
this
you still
is a
watching
series.
It?
I fell off. I was so into it. Then I fell off. Then I came back, and then I fell off.
I'm kind of falling off, and I don't like that. It's just like, they should have ended it like on a high note. Why do we want to keep things going? Is it because there's nothing else?
What did you fall? So you fell off the bandwagon as well. So it's Negan
I might have missed,
gone in far history?
I don't know. I thought like, well, spoiler alert.
I don't know.
I thought he was like locked up.
Okay, he could still be. See, I need to catch up. But this is the one that's hard to marathon because there's so many episodes. But it is back. So get excited. I'm excited. I love these two so much. Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds have welcomed baby number 3.
I'm going to write a book that's called Daddy Loves You 10% More.
I love Ryan Reynolds. They have secretly basically been expecting. So she was pregnant. We didn't find out Blake Lively was expecting again until she couldn't hide it any longer. The sex of the baby hasn't been revealed yet, but they definitely had baby number 3. They have two adorable little girls, and it's just fun to see these two as parents. So congrats to them. Okay, so rumors have been everywhere that Travis Scott had cheated on Kylie Jenner. Travis saying no way. He's slamming rumors saying it is simply not true. Now, before they split, here's Kylie talking about what is truly important to her.
It made me realize that, you know, I could get a new car anytime I want or this, but that happiness only lasts so long.
Yep.
So I realized at a young age how important it is to find happiness in, like, my baby now and relationships.
You know who's starting all these cheating rumors?
Who?
Kris Jenner.
You think for the
yes,
show?
Yes, Kris Jenner is like, Travis, we're going to need you to cheat.
Well, it was interesting because news broke, it was this pretty Instagram model that looks kind of just like Kylie. So I never get when guys step out with someone that's just, it looks like the real thing, but isn't even as great as the real thing. But he says, no, it's not true. It's really affecting me when you see like false things said about you. Cheating's not true. I'm focusing on life, music, and family at this moment. It's what's real. So I think they're probably going to get back together. But of course, she was spotted with Tyga, her ex, who they say are now just friends, in a recording studio. So we shall see.
At a hotel.
Yeah. Mm. I'll keep you posted. Okay, did you ever watch Hollywood Squares? This was like way back in the day. And then it came back like in the 80s. Remember this was the theme song?
I love Hollywood.
Yeah! Total fun show. Well, get this. Nashville Squares is now coming to us, and it's hosted none other than by Bob Saget.
The whole point was just to have fun and then go, I can't believe they said that.
Okay. It was a good show, but that is like mom and dad and grandparents watch the
exactly.
show.
Exactly. Well, they're bringing it back, baby. Okay, so it's getting a Music City-focused reboot over on CMT Nashville Square. So they're going to have a bunch of Nashville artists, country artists. They're going to have, like, Dallas Cowboys, if they can get them, Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and everyone will get their square. They have Kyle Busch signed on. He's an NASCAR driver, if you don't know. A bunch of Devin Dawson is a singer. They'll have a lot to go through. Tanya Tucker signed up, Sarah Evans. These are some big names in country music. Nashville Squares is set to premiere on November 1st. It'll air Friday at 8 p.m. Bob Saget, interesting choice.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to see like an SNL skit now about like hood squares or something else. Like, you know how they always like parody things?
They had hip hop squares for a while. Yeah, I think kind of mix it up a little bit.
To me, it'll be interesting to see how well this does with the Nashville theme.
Yes. Hopefully like Dolly Parton's on there. She should just own that.
She's going to need two squares. And I think we all know why.
Yeah.
All right. Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. Coming up, we've got Murder Monday.
Yes, we do. This is really juicy. Okay, size me up. Do you think I could fit in a dresser drawer?
Yeah, it might be a little tight on that one side, but yeah. I think you're flexible.
Well, this is so shady. We had the murders at the Claypool Hotel. Who ended up in a set of dresser drawers?
All right, we'll find out next here on Joe and Mackenzie.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and Mackenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
I want to remind you, we do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. And if you want, you can anonymously give tips at any time to any unsolved crime that might be in your area. All you got to do is call 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Mackenzie, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
So this one is known as the dresser drawer murders that got my attention. So we're focusing on the murders at the Claypool Hotel. All right, here we go. Dorothy Poor, she was 18 years old, just a youngin'. She was looking for a job. She had minimal skills, but was a beast at typing fast. She needed a job so badly. She made two previous visits to Indianapolis for job interviews, and she was hoping this one would be the one. She wanted a better life, but her dreams were cut short, very short, after being convinced to come to a hotel by a charming would-be killer. Dorothy's death was referred to as the dresser drawer murder and is one of the most sensational crimes in Indianapolis history. Her death wasn't the first slaying, however, to occur at the same upscale hotel. Prior to that, a housekeeper at the hotel had found the body of an army sergeant in room 729, and that murder, till this day, remains unsolved. So, nearly 11 years later after that, the hotel was rocked again by this. Dorothy's nearly nude body was discovered when the maids, the housekeepers, cleaning up the room as they usually did, they noticed a horrible stench and odor coming from the dresser drawers. A lack of air conditioning, it was during the summer, the heat wave swept through the hotel and you could smell the remains just decomposing. Dorothy was a little thing. She was only 5'6" and 125 pounds. Her body had been jammed into the dresser drawer, which is about 48 inches by 24 inches, approximately 10 inches deep.
Dang, that's not that big at all.
Itty bitty. Okay, so Marion County Coroner Roy B. Storm said that there was no evidence her death was caused by puncture wounds or there were no bullets. She probably had been smothered to death in the hotel room with a pillow. Moore noted that there were no signs of violence on the body, but bluntly said you don't just obviously stuff yourself into a dresser drawer. Police believe Dorothy had been lured into the hotel with a promise of a job that she was so desperately seeking. Listen to this. There was a psychic warning beforehand. Dorothy's grandmother Lillian told police and reporters that Dorothy had been warned by a psychic that she should not go to Indianapolis to look for a job. They warned that if she went, she would face death upstairs in a building. The prophecy said Mrs. Darcy told her to never go back to Indianapolis and that she would meet a person with light coloring that would grab her and take her pocketbook and then kill her. Indianapolis star artist Gilbert Sweeney made a sketch from the detailed description by the hotel of the suspect murder, and it was a light-complected person, as the psychic predicted. Another reporter was so disturbed by the notion that country girls could so easily be swallowed up by the city when they were coming here to, like, look for jobs in the city of Indianapolis that she went undercover as a little country girl looking for a job, within minutes after hopping off the bus, was approached by a kindly gentleman offering her protection, advice, drinks, and a hotel room. Okay, so back to the case. Indianapolis police captain at the time, Robert Riley, who was tasked with solving the murder, had the first suspect. His name was Jack O'Shea, the man who had been registered. He had a room at the hotel at the time of the death. O'Shea was described as, as that description, a light-haired man, basically had offered the bellhop and people at the hotel $50 to get him a girl.
That's a lot of money back in the day.
$50. It wasn't until Indianapolis Star reporter Charles G. Griffo discovered a small green signature-covered hotel desk blotter that they got the murderer's true identity. So they say Jack O'Shea was actually a Jekyll and Hyde case. He had another name, Victor Lively. And Lively was actually who he was. He had registered at a Kirkwood Hotel, another hotel, at the same time with his real name. So coming up, this guy was married 6 times. He confesses to the murder of Dorothy. He confesses what happened and how he stuffed her into the dresser drawers.
All right, Mackenzie with Murder Monday.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of 3 bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Mackenzie today covering the dress drawer murderer at the Claypool Hotel.
Yes, the Claypool murder, how Dorothy Poor ended up in the hotel dresser drawer. So sweet Dorothy Poor was just 18 when she came to Indianapolis alone looking for a job. She stood at just 5'6", 125 pounds, and she was a prime target. We learned a fortune teller had warned her grandmother not to let her come to Indianapolis and that it would lead to her death, but she came anyway. And she was murdered by a man named Victor Lively, the 6 times married man. Father of one confessed that, yes, he had been drinking and drinking a lot. He had picked up Dorothy at a hamburger joint, flattered her beauty, got her loose, got her trusting him, then took her back to his hotel where he continued to drink, and he continuously tried to get her more and more intoxicated. Later, they started to argue. She was denying his sexual advances. He ended up strangling Dorothy, which she wouldn't give in to him. Lively claimed he killed Dorothy around 2:30 a.m. in the morning, then sat in the room staring at her body until daybreak, until the sun came up, then decided to put her corpse in the drawer. And the coroner disputed Lively's claims, noting the condition of the body indicates that it would have had to have been put in the drawer before rigor mortis set in. Gruesome murders haunted this once majestic Claypool Hotel that had happened, and it was situated, if you live in Indianapolis, corner of Washington Street and Illinois downtown Indy, which is crazy because we're very close to that right now, our studios. Lively told police that he was acting as a contact man and that it was his job to seduce young women that were new to town. It was all part of a prostitution ring. So he was trying to get her in with this ring, and she refused. He said, "I know they'll burn me." When he went to trial, a jury of 11 men and one woman had other ideas. It was a 13-day trial. The jury did convict him of committing murder while attempting rape. Lively was sentenced to life in the Indiana State Prison. He was paroled, then died a year later. Now, the Claypool Hotel has since been torn down, and if you know Indianapolis, it's now right around where Circle Center Mall sits. That's exactly where it was. There you go. It was haunted. And actually, during Halloween time, they give tours and stuff, and they tell the story.
Never going shopping again. Mackenzie with the Murder Monday here on Joe and Mackenzie. What nickname did you give out to your significant other? Or maybe they gave it to you. 833-563-2539 is the number to contact us. Also, Twitter and Instagram, it's Joe and Mackenzie. If you're on Facebook in Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. In Houston, to search for Radio Now Houston, tons of different ways that you can interact and let us know what you have. We bring this up because, well, Meghan Trainor gave out a name on a show recently saying what she calls her significant other, her actual husband, and this is insane.
If you date or marry me, which he did, you gotta kind of marry my brothers as well, mm-hmm. and we call him serial killer.
What?
Serial killer?
Yeah, they call him serial killer.
Say what?
Because, like, I'll be like, hey, sugar, or some weird stuff, but then when we're talking about him, it's like, serial killer, and because he looks crazy in a lot of pictures, but also he does, like, suspicious things that we're like, are you a serial killer? And we just haven't figured it out yet. Like, he'll go to the movies by himself, but, like, not just one movie, like, four back-to-back.
Okay. I mean, it's a little creepy, but serial killer, that's a good reason to name your significant other that,
I would call, I'd go by SK. What up, SK?
SK, serial killer. Poor child, what about you? You got a significant other ever give you a name, or maybe you named somebody?
Yeah, my ex and I, we dated for 7 years, and I always called him Pie. Like, you know, like, I think it was short for, like, sweetie pie.
Daddy's about to get some pie.
I don't know, is that weird?
Ew!
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
That's weird.
Anyone else?
I thought Pie was cute until Joe Pie did.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I have nicknames for everybody. I just think that's like a form of intimacy.
Like what
when
are
you
the
have
nicknames?
Like a nickname for somebody. Well, like my ex, I called him Bubba, and he called me Lil Bubba, which was really cute. And I don't know. I have nicknames that are fun. I have nicknames just for friends, too, and some I don't even know their real names anymore.
Live the Web Girl, what about you? Yeah.
So the nickname that my boyfriend calls me is Bottom Bitch.
Nice. Now, why does he call you that?
And it sounds bad, but it's actually like a term of endearment. So it all started because we were watching this show about prostitutes. And prostitutes.
Makes sense.
Wow.
And the pimp will call his main girl. Like
I
the
feel
girl
like
that
earmuffs
he's
for
dating,
kids getting dropped off at school right now.
Like the girl that he's dating and that he's like in love with. He calls that one that, Bottom
nice.
B. And so it's like the one that he loves. And so then, and I just call him any
so
form
romantic.
Of like that. Like,
I could see you as a good Bottom B for sure.
What
like
the
for the
heck?
Show, you're like our Bottom B.
So
well,
uncomfortable.
I'm his, so I'm the one that he like loves and he cares about and that he dates. I just call him any sort of form of like daddy, like zaddy, like, oh, hey, like Jewel Daddy or Colt Daddy.
Maybe you could take a spin off of what Porkchop's boyfriend called him and you can be like, hey, Pie Daddy.
Yeah.
833-563-2539. Jessica, thanks for calling in. So what is the nickname that you call your significant other?
I call my boyfriend Hedwig from Harry Potter and Glass.
I love that. Okay, so what does
tell,
he call you? Like
we're
Hermione?
We're all Harry Potter fans here, you can tell.
Yeah, and he calls me Patricia from Glass. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, but it's basically about a guy that has, or Split, I'm sorry, where he has all the multiple personalities.
That is a crazy movie. Yes, I've seen that.
If I was a straight guy dating a girl, I don't think I'd want to be called Hedwig. Like that just, I don't know.
I think there's worse names out there, Jessica. I don't think that's terrible.
It rooted from, he's like a little kid, and he names him Hedwig. It's like one of his personalities. He's like a 7-year-old kid.
Oh.
And I call him that because I told him he acts like a kid.
See, that's like intimate. I think that's really cute. Now, Joe, why do you call your wife Stinky Booty?
I don't know. Like, as far, I mean, I don't get like close, but like, I don't think she stinks. I don't think her booty stinks. I just, booty to me sounds funny. I'm like, I'll call her Stinky Booty. I'll call her Booty Face. And she's like, and she thinks it makes her like sound like she looks bad. She doesn't. I think she looks great. Like, I don't think she looks like Booty.
I think Stinky Booty is something you would call, like, a 1-year-old. Like, that's cute.
Or like a dog.
Yeah.
Like that Stinky Booty or Booty Face. I don't know. I mean, whatever works for you guys, of course.
Why is everybody hating on my love?
We should all have nicknames for each other.
Oh, I can't say your nickname on the air. It's good, though.
Mine?
No, Pork
or
Chops.
Chops. Well, I mean, Pork Chop is a nickname. Chops, but.
Oh, true.
Okay, well, we got it. We should do it. That's when you form a bond and you're intimate with someone, I feel like, or you have a connection, you have a nickname for them.
What
Joe wants to say it so badly.
Say it.
His cheeks are turning
high. I can't.
Say it.
Say it. Say it.
If you could share your nickname, maybe on Facebook or on Twitter or Instagram, it's Joe and Mackenzie. Give us a follow. Liv actually went. Do you see the new Joker movie this past weekend?
I did with Joaquin.
Oh,
Joaquin. No one say this.
It's so hard.
Joaquin Phoenix.
In the future, when Liv struggles with something, let her try. It's the best thing you've ever
No,
heard.
But you can't say it either, Joe.
Joaquin Phoenix? Yes, I can.
Joaquin.
He struggled all last week. Go ahead.
But yes,
what'd you
anyways,
think of it?
I thought a lot of different things about it, to be honest. Overall, I give it like a high score. Like if I'm giving it like a
Rotten
Tomatoes
score. So you recommend
go
see it?
I recommend go see it, but like it's a forewarning. Like it's not an easy movie to get through.
Okay, but you were upset about something you saw there?
I was so disturbed for multiple reasons, yes.
All right, well, I want to hear about that next here on Joe Mackenzie. Good morning, it's Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. The number to be part of the conversation, 833-563-2539. Now, Liv the Web Girl, I think you're the only one that actually went and saw the new Joker movie this past weekend. And overall, what'd you think of the movie?
Overall, I thought it was really good. I mean, it definitely is kind of like a psychological thriller of some sorts. If anyone has seen the movie Taxi Driver, it kind of reminds me of that movie.
That's like old Robert De Niro stuff.
Yes, I've never seen it, but people have just told me that it reminded
them of
that.
Were you eked out at all because they had heightened security all over the nation for this film?
So I was freaking out the entire time, and that's part of the reasons why I was disturbed. So in this movie, it is rated R, okay? And more than just like any old rated R movie, there have been warnings out like, hey, be careful before you go watch this movie. Like if you have any sort of mental illness, like make sure you're prepared, things like that, because it taps into really dark things. And there were children all over the place in this movie.
Like children how old?
6 years old.
What?
A 6 year old child and an 8 year old child were sitting directly behind me. There were more kids throughout the theater, but the ones sitting directly behind me were 6 and 8. And I'm around kids a lot, so I know exactly how old they were.
Yeah.
And this bothered me for multiple reasons. One, they were running around the entire time. Their parents were just letting them run up and down like the aisle.
Did you say anything?
I didn't say anything. No, because I was scared with all the heightened security. They were saying, you know, like this, there could, everything that happened in like Aurora, like all of that, I just didn't want to bother anything. Like all of the ruckus made me so nervous because like people, there were such the heightened security because they're saying something could happen during one of these screenings. So one, that was annoying. These kids running around ruining the movie. Another thing, who brings children 6 and 8 years old to a movie like that? Like it is so twisted. It is so dark. It is so gory and graphic. Like that'll mess up kids, I feel.
They're
like seeing
that
something
this,
like that.
This movie, people have been walking out. They're actually theaters. Some people are urging them to ban the movie because it's triggering.
Yes.
It did come in number one at the box office with 93.5 million. So it's doing well, but they've heightened security because this movie's really messing with people and they're scared.
So exactly.
Are
and
you
these
saying
people
that, like,
brought kids in.
You're saying the kids should not have been at the rated R movie?
Absolutely not. One, because they ruined it for everyone who was watching it because they were playing the entire time. Two, they're way too young to see graphic things like that. And three, they were laughing at some of the most darkest and twisted parts, which I think is so disturbing. This 8 year old boy was laughing throughout the entire movie. It is not a comedy.
Well, they're saying that basically it glamorizes gun violence and mental health issues. And they're saying obviously Arthur Fleck transforms into the Joker. He's getting revenge on people that wronged him. So they're scared it's triggering people as well.
833-563-2539. Do you agree with Liv? You think that, yeah, these kids are way too young to be going to see this rated R movie? I don't know. Were you sure they weren't mature 6 and 8 year olds?
No, I'm positive they were not. And what makes me mad is that I feel like the movie theater should say no. I don't care if their parents are saying, no, it's okay. My daughter can watch this rated R movie. It's okay. So they sell them the tickets. Absolutely not. The movie theater should step in and say, no, we are not allowing kids under this age to watch it. I always used to say, I'm never going to judge a parent until I am a parent. These were terrible parents.
What I'm thinking is that, obviously, rated R, you have to be 17 to see the film. These parents obviously couldn't get a babysitter and wanted to see the movie and brought their kids, and that's not right.
That is so selfish.
Only thing that I think is wrong in this situation is that the kids were running up and down. I think if the kids would have like sat down, that's on the parents to decide. If they if parents want their kids and they think their kids are old enough or mature for whatever the movie, not just the Joker, then I think it's totally fine. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next here on Joe and Mackenzie. Girl went and saw the new Joker movie this weekend. She liked it, said, yeah, it was kind of disturbing, but overall good. But the thing she had a problem with is that there were kids inside the theater. She thinks they were like 6 and 8 years old. I mean, she works with kids in daycare, so she has a good idea how old they might be. And you're saying, absolutely not. That is just bad parenting. Wait, the kids should not have been there at that movie?
Absolutely not. The movie theater should have stepped in and said, I'm sorry, we're not allowing kids under this blank age to go and see the movie. Maybe 16, maybe 14, I don't know. But a 6 and 8 year old, not should be allowed.
Well, that is why they are rated. The rated R, right? You're supposed to be 17 to see the film.
Okay, who actually is 17? Like, you haven't went before you were 17?
No, but kids, you can't. But I tried to go see, I remember what was like American Pie, and like I got rejected.
Right, but I think if your parents are buying the tickets, you're allowed to.
No, I get that, but absolutely. I mean, I am the parent, or the only parent on the show, and I have a 9-year-old child. There is no way I would, like, if I couldn't get a babysitter, I would be like, all right, come on, Lou, we're going to go see Joker. No way. Are you kidding me?
Even if she wanted to go see it?
No.
Oh, man, no fun.
There's gun violence. This is trauma. It's triggered. It's psychological. No.
I saw movies with gun violence. I haven't shot anybody. Dee Dee, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
What do you think?
I think it's insane for parents to go take them to movies like that. I have a 8-year-old child who's special needs and a 17-year-old child who's special needs, and there's no way. And that's the first thing that actually doctors even said, do not do, is take them to a movie that is violent or something that is crazy like that. That's why it's rated R. I mean, there's a reason why that.
Absolutely.
Me and my husband, if we want, I don't even go personally, but if we go to a movie and I don't have a babysitter, then I won't go.
Hey, Dee Dee, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
An actual good parent.
Oh, wow. Liv's going to decide good or bad parent after each call. Jessica, good luck. No, what did you want to say, Jessica?
My comment was mostly to you, Joe, who you said that you thought that it was okay for a parent to make that decision.
Yeah, I think if you're a parent of a child, if you want to have a kid see a rated R movie and they're not 17, I think you got to know your kid. But yeah, I don't think that's a terrible thing.
No, my 6-year-old is still learning whether or not it's acceptable to lie about little things. You know, a 6 and an 8-year-old, they're still learning what's right and wrong. Their brain and their mind are still developing. They have no business going and watching a movie that's basically glorifying all of this craziness and saying that this violence is okay, and if someone does something wrong to you, that it's okay to get revenge. They cannot handle that kind of information at that young of an age.
I think it depends, though. That's one movie. Other movies are rated R because of language. Some are because of sexual images.
We're talking specifically, and I agree with you 100%.
Just depends, Jessica.
No, the more the kids see, like, oh, this guy's taking revenge, and everyone who bullied him, and everyone took wrong, and he's killing everybody, and, gunning them down. Kids see that, and the more they see that, that becomes normal, and that is not normal.
Mind you,
these children were laughing through it all. So clearly this is not the first time they've seen content
kids
like that.
Kids are so impressionable, though, Joe. You don't get it. Like, they're sponges. They're impressionable. They'll take those things home and think about them.
I was a kid.
And you have issues, as you know, from therapy that are deep-rooted from when you were a child.
But none, I saw movies like that, though. I don't have issues, Mackenzie, with shooting people or violence.
Okay. Well, you have other issues from childhood trauma. We all do.
Yeah, but like I didn't see that in a movie. 833.
So you think it's fine that someone took a 6-year-old to see Joker?
Yeah.
You think that's
do.
Totally fine?
I do. Lauren,
okay.
Good morning. Hello, Lauren, are you there?
I am. Sorry, yeah. I feel like every time I call in, I'm like totally disagreeing and yelling at Joe, but you're wrong, dude.
Thank you.
Well, go ahead before you get cut off. What do you want to say?
No, you will not get cut off because that's disrespectful.
I actually work with children. I've been in early childhood and elementary age, and their brains are not developed to handle that kind of information, and they just don't know what to do with it yet. So, no, it's not appropriate. Yes, you need to know your child, but there's no reason for them to go see Joker.
Okay.
Hey. And if so, why is this rated not PG? Like, oh, kids, welcome. Check it out.
Thank you for the call, Lauren. We appreciate it. Let's go to Callie this morning. What's up, Callie?
Hey, I was calling because I had heard you guys say that you could just purchase your tickets for your kids and, like, let them go in. I tried to do that with my 14-year-old, and they told me that I must accompany them because it was rated a hard R. So they wouldn't even let me just purchase the tickets.
Wait, are there, like, hard R's and soft R's?
I guess so. That's what she was explaining to me. She said that if it was a soft R, that I could just purchase the tickets and they could go in, but because it was a hard R, anybody under the age of 17 had to be accompanied by an adult.
Love that.
All right, hey, Callie, thank you for the call. Let's take this to Facebook to see what people think. It is Radio Now 1009 in Indy and Radio Now Houston, if you're listening in Houston. We have got you hooked up all this week. We're a little behind, but usually around 8, 10, 7, 10 Central. You can win Toy Story 4. It just came out.
Sporky. Yes, we can't. I can't wait to see this.
It looks amazing. Now, today, we're going to get a few people on the phone, and we're going to have everyone on the show represent a caller. So we've got, let's see here. Let's go with line number 4. Shelby, do you want to be on Team Mackenzie, Pork Chop, or Liv?
Liv.
All right, Shelby.
Nice.
I'm sorry. Let's see there. All right, we got Shelby and Liv. I got to write this down because I'm actually the one hosting this darn thing today. Okay, I got you locked in there. Then we'll go to Katie. Katie, do you want to be on Team Mackenzie or Pork Chop?
Mackenzie.
Okay.
Yes, all right.
Mackenzie and Katie. And then we got to get one more. Let's see here. Allie, you're going to be on Team Pork Chop, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, simple enough, guys. Listen up. Here it is. You buzzing with your name. That's the buzzer. So, Mackenzie, Pork Chop, or Liv, I'm going to ask you some Toy Story trivia, okay?
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Okay. First, but are our listeners, our teammates going to buzz in, or are we going to buzz in?
Just you guys, for the sake of time today. They're just going to be there. You're representing them to try to win them that prize.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Buzzing with your name. First of three wins. What toy company makes Mr. Potato Head?
PC.
Pork chop.
Mattel.
That is incorrect. Anybody want to try to steal it here? Try to jump in? It's not going to hurt you if you're wrong.
Okay, I'll jump in.
Go ahead.
Okay. Liv, Johnson & Johnson. I know they're not a toy company, but that's the only thing that we can.
Mackenzie, you want to guess? You don't have to.
Did he say? Okay, Mackenzie. Yeah. Can I go to Katie, my lifeline?
Sure.
Katie, what do you want to guess?
I have no idea.
Did he say Mattel? Yeah, okay.
It was Play School, guys. All right, buzzing with your name if you know it. In Toy Story, what color is Andy's cowboy hat?
Liv. It is red.
There we go. 1 point for Liv on the board.
You're like, dang it, when I knew.
Next question. What actor provided the voice for Woody?
Liv. Tom Hanks.
Liv is about to win the game with a 2-0 lead here. All right. Let's see here. What is the name of Andy's neighbor who tortures toys?
Liv. Mackenzie.
Liv for the win.
Sid.
Wow. Liv has just won the game.
Dang it.
Liv knows her stuff.
She was quick on the draw there.
That's what we call a sweep.
Woo, woo, woo. Liv and Shelby, congratulations. We're getting you a copy of Disney and Pixar's Toy Story 4. It's available on Blu-ray on Tuesday. Let's hear from you. Where did it all go down? It's Joe Mackenzie, and the number is 833-563-2539. Jenny McCarthy revealed she and her husband, Donnie Wahlberg, they like to flip pancakes in airport bathrooms. I usually don't say
just the germ effect. I'm a germaphobe, so the thought of that.
I don't even like to go to the bathroom in an airport bathroom. I don't even like to wash my hands in an airport bathroom.
I don't even like to put like my purse on the hook on the, like, touches everything.
Yeah. No, thank you. But yeah, that's what they like to do. So where have you flipped pancakes? Or Mackenzie brought up an interesting thing, and I'm kind of wondering why she brought it up. What was your question?
Or where is somewhere maybe on your bucket list that you would think would be amazing? Mm-hmm. If you're thinking of a spot.
833-563-2539. Let's go around the room here while we get some calls coming in and figure out where it is for you. Pork chop, where is it for you? Maybe you have or you want to make love.
Chops, where did you make love last night? Or this morning.
I actually did not make any love recently, but
that's not true.
He doesn't even call making love anymore.
I don't know why you guys think just because I went somewhere last night means I made love.
Because you just said I loved. Putting,
you're a man ho.
I had a great night. That doesn't mean
to
I
sleep.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I made love. Anyways,
so he made love.
No, I did not. Obviously, I would have told you guys.
Hey, it's not bad.
I know it's
you're
not
single,
bad. I'm
you
just
can do
saying
whatever
I
you want. Didn't.
Mackenzie, we all know those who denied it were probably behind it.
Whatever.
So.
Anyways, of the story.
Booty.
I've got a really good one.
Oh, yes.
So this was with me and my ex. I think, let's see. I hadn't seen him for like 5 months. And I was living in Portland, Oregon at the time, and there's this park called Battleground State Park. And oh my gosh, it's a lake that's a volcano.
I have a Portland sweatshirt on. That's what I just showed you.
It's a lake that it's a volcano, and then there's like a bunch of woods and a bunch of trees. And so like we hadn't seen each other in 5 months, so we just like went off into the woods, and it was awesome. Like, no,
hey,
seriously?
I haven't seen you in 5 months.
It was amazing.
Doesn't this water feel good?
It does feel good.
There's a waterfall and a lake
so
off
relaxing.
To the side.
Look at the lake over there to the side.
Baby, the way you glisten.
Wow, it was
you're
pretty
glistening too.
Romantic.
This is so romantic. It's the two of us.
I think you're just
think
jealous.
A butterfly just landed on your butt cheek.
Your naked butt cheek. No. Don't fart and scare it away. Let it stay. Oh, I just wanna wrap you up like a cocoon.
It was nice. I suggest everyone try.
Stop, let's stop making love. There's a deer. Oh, it's a baby fawn drinking water.
Look at the birds.
Let's ask it to join.
Hello, Ben.
You're a bird, I'm a bird.
Can you hold my iPhone too? Wow,
that's
sounds romantic.
So one with nature.
No kidding.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. 833-563-2539. Maybe you made love by a waterfall or somewhere you'd like to be. Mackenzie.
Were you scared? I wanted to ask Chops if anyone was going to see you, walk in on you.
Oh, no. We were far, far off in the woods.
Or murder you.
No.
Like two it naked men
far,
in the woods.
Far off the trail.
It's like a movie. Because I feel like that's Jenny McCarthy and Donnie. I feel like that's the excitement of a airport restroom, right? Because the anticipation of getting caught.
Yeah, like, I'm not a big person. Like, I don't want people to watch me, but at least I know for me, these actually both happened in the same night with the same girl, which is good because she was my girlfriend. We hooked up in the lake.
In it?
Yeah, like, we hooked up in the lake. And we went in the water, and then things just started happening. And I didn't realize it, but everybody at the party could see, like, from the deck. I didn't realize that, though.
Oh, my gosh, that's mortifying.
Lakes are so gross. They're so grody because you don't know what's in there.
All right.
What if there's, like, a little, I don't know, snake or something?
Oh, there was a little snake. There was.
Not that one. Why did I say that?
Slither over here, slither over there. And then the same girl, the same night, we went into my old DJ van, which was, someone called a creeper van, but I just called a multi-purpose one. It was kind of a bed, old one that had an actual back row that flipped down as a bed. It was nice. So
nice and classy.
So we actually put the bed down, and we made some love, and then my friend started rocking the van, like, oh, yeah! Yeah! So I would say that that was my two times, and I didn't do it because I didn't want to get caught, but I don't know. It just, at the same time, it was kind of a turn-on.
I feel like in a car is just, like, not that exciting. Like, I feel like that is very basic, like, for anyone who's ever been in, like, I don't know.
All right, queen of hooking up and random spots.
No, I'm not,
spots.
I'm
go
not
ahead.
Saying. Like, I just don't think that's that special. But I know
roll out your scroll of hookup spots.
I have a friend, and I will not say their name because they will murder me. But I have a friend who used to hook up with her boyfriend in strangers' cars.
How
they
did
would
they get
walk
in?
Through a parking lot and look for a car that was unlocked, get in, and flip pancakes in there.
That sounds kind of hot.
Is that not the craziest thing you've ever heard in your life?
It's the anticipation of getting caught.
That's too much. That is too
much
for
you.
That's insane. Yes.
I could do that, but it would have to be nighttime. I couldn't do that in the daytime.
In a stranger's car.
Yes.
So they would literally be walking through a restaurant parking lot or like a movie theater parking lot. They would look for an unlocked stranger's car and get in. I would be terrified. That is too much for me.
All right. I think it's amazing. Mackenzie, what are your dreams? What are your fantasies?
What are my dreams or my fantasies? I don't know. I don't have anywhere like too crazy yet. ..
Just are you kidding me? You had to have some place.
I just like the pool on top of a washing machine.
On top of a washing machine.
Basic stuff. But I do have a friend, actually, that's so super hot and sexy, that just hooked up with her personal trainer after a workout at the gym. I think that's
a good one.
Really sexy. Wait, they were both single.
Did they hook up on the equipment?
I don't know where they hooked up, but it was like they were all like into it. I was just like, that is super hot.
You know how I used to be a firefighter?
Please.
I always wanted to in the fire truck,
what
but never did.
Backdraft, that movie, or like Samantha on Sex and the City, and she had the little suspenders on, like nothing else.
Like at the scene of a fire.
At the scene? Like, no, forget these kidding. People.
Pork Chop's like, yeah, I found them hot, left them wet. That's what I do. Yep, firefighter Pork Chop.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, like you don't have a shirt that said that. If you have any story that can compare to any of these, I kind of wonder. Those are insane.
I think I got first place.
833-563.
I want to hear that nature music.
2539. Hold on.
Chops.
Yeah. Like, see, hear the little magical.
What are those figures that are like half man, half horse?
Centaurs.
I just picture like Chops as a centaur, like running into the.
Yeah, it's like this scene in Step Brothers.
Yes!
Remember?
Yes.
It's literally perfect.
Poor Chop. I wish I could quit you.
Too bad it was with my ex. Who's next? Thank you. Next.
You're ruining our moment.
Yeah, stop it.
Oh, I am.
Hey, we gotta go now.
I don't wanna.
The sun's setting.
I wanna enjoy this forever.
Okay, but my skin's starting to get a little brony.
Something tickled me in the water.
I think it's a tadpole. Bye, lover. Where did you hook up with someone? Or as Mackenzie keeps on bringing up, well, have you ever thought about this? Like, we're talking not in the bedroom. We're talking like a very interesting place. Pork Chop,
Battleground State Park in Washington State, just north of Portland, Oregon.
Oh, there was a battle. A battle of love.
It was literally
so romantic.
The most amazing thing, and I suggest anyone try it.
Liv, where were you saying your friend hooked up? I thought this was classic.
My friend and her boyfriend hooked up in a Gap changing room.
OMG. I worked at Victoria's Secret forever. So many people hooked up. It was like a top thing.
Really?
People. Always.
That's so funny. Well, Victoria's Secret makes sense, too, because like they're around the lingerie. They're already feeling a little sexy.
Interesting.
Yep. What do you ask for? Because usually they give you like a number of how many pieces of the clothing. Like, what do you take into the room so they know you're hooking up?
Six and a nine. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, let's go to the phones. 833-563-2539. Hey, Brant, where is it for you?
I had a friend of mine. She had to go on a business trip. She's a golfer by a month. And when she came back, we did it in the elevator of the hotel.
Now, did you stop the elevator, or is it still moving?
Yeah, we actually stopped the elevator.
Loving an elevator.
And then,
living it up when you're going
with that,
down.
And besides, when we're done, we decided to go to the gym and do a workout, and there wasn't no one in the women's locker room, the men's locker room, and we did it in the shower.
Double time!
Interesting. Dang, man. That's a lot of endurance. I'm tired hearing about that. Hey, Brant, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539.
Impressive.
Billiam, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where did you do it?
In an abandoned castle in Scotland during a 250-person tour guide.
Wow. Okay, I am Scottish, Mackenzie, and I think this sounds amazing.
It was great. We were in the tower, which is kind of a little dilapidated. They said you shouldn't go up there, but we figured if we went up there, nobody was going to follow. And then after the tour was over, we kept hearing people go, "Do you think that castle was haunted?" We kept hearing noises coming from the tower.
They kept getting louder. That's great.
I was like, no, the castle's not haunted. I just think somebody was up there fooling around, and they were like, well, we don't know who it was. And I was like, me neither. But I know those two people over there disappeared for a really long time because I was dating, like, the whitest white girl from America whose skin turned bright red when she was embarrassed.
Aww.
So I had to get the stuff off of us because she's like, oh, my God, they heard me. Oh, my God. And I'm like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's not the first time somebody's went up there and done something. I'm pretty
so
sure of that.
Scandalous.
Billion, like, points at the old grandma and grandpa with walkers and canes. Like, it was them.
That's great.
And I will do one more. Hey, Rachel, where'd you hook up?
While driving.
No way. That's dangerous.
Oh, no. Were you swerving all over the place?
No. We were on the way back from a New Year's Eve party, and it just kind of happened.
So was he driving, and you obviously were, I guess, a passenger?
I was the one flipping pancakes.
Oh. Were you guys actually on the road, or did you pull to the side?
No, we were actually on 465 Jordan.
Oh!
That's dangerous with the potholes.
Wow.
Dang. That really makes my driving look
Again,
way different.
Very impressive.
I am. You know, no, it's no.
Chops. We're envisioning you again.
Yeah, I definitely get first place. And I suggest everyone try it. Go to a very nice park where the sun rays are, like, coming through the clouds. There's a bunch of trees. There's no one around.
Where the bubble guppies.
Yeah.
And milling about in the pond.
Oh.
The lake is off in the distance. Like, I'm telling you, it was seriously...
I sure hope that volcano doesn't erupt.
It was magic.
Oh, no, it's not active. it erupted, like, 20 years ago or something.
Mount St. Helen? Yeah.
Mount St. Porkchop.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Now this situation is messed up. An Arkansas woman was arrested for wearing a bag of meth as a hair bow.
I was going to say, did you say messed up?
Yeah, this is messed up, okay?
Or did you just have a lisp?
No, this time it was the meth. It was messed up. She used it as a hair bow. The woman was initially pulled over because she had expired registration, and she admitted, yeah, you know what, officer, my license is suspended. When police ordered the woman, hey, get out of the car, they noticed the bag of meth that was clipped into her hair.
That's actually pretty creative.
Now, the woman, you would think, would appreciate, like, the attention given. Like, oh, is that a bow in your hair? Like, oh, thank you for noticing.
Thank you. That's so pretty today.
But she got angry when the officer asked her about the drugs. And she said, oh, well, somebody must have put the meth in my hair.
I thought she'd be like, oh, it's my JoJo bow.
Yeah, come on. You know JoJo. She's the cutest little thing in the world. My daughter got it for me. That's messed up. Yeah, well, somebody apparently put meth in her hair. At least if she told officers, she was sticking to that. She wasn't changing her story. Officers found several more bags of meth inside of her car. She called them ponytail holders, but
I feel like I'm always going to say just messed up now instead of messed up.
Man, I'll tell you what, I messed up. Messed up really bad.
It's a messed up.
She was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. That is your dummy of the day. You can check it out at joeandmackenzie.com. That's messed up.
You messed up, man.
Yeah, it's real messed up. That's going to do it for a Monday edition of Joe and Mackenzie. If you want to see anything you might have missed on the show, go to joeandmackenzie.com. Twitter and Instagram, Joe and Mackenzie. And of course, that'll do it. What's already got going on today, Mackenzie?
Well, I'm super excited because I'm going to do a personal training session, Fit Flex Fly, with my man Tyler, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Live your
You gotta put your headphones on so you can tell your mic's on.
Sorry. But I just have work, and also I'm going to pray to the football gods that the Cleveland Browns can really do something tonight because that is my only hope to win fantasy football this week. I haven't won since my first week.
How many points do you need?
Me neither.
Oh, I need a lot. I need, I think,
30?
Like... over 30 points.
Oh, you're screwed.
So, but I have Baker Mayfield and I have the Browns defense.
Oh, okay.
So I'm praying something can happen.
You didn't say that. You need to say that. So it's possible.
Well, I was just saying like the Browns in general. I just need them to really do some stuff tonight.
I say they're going to be 17 points for Baker, 13 points for the defense, and you're going to win.
Well, I don't think the defense will be able to get that many points on their own. I bet they'll get like 5 points, but ooh, Baker will probably do well.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
I benched the Eagles yesterday over the, I had the Bears defense, and they destroyed the Jets.
Oh.
They had like 30-something points.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Anytime a team is playing the Jets, you need to really put them in because the Jets stink.
And
you
we just saw that the Redskins, what, released their coach?
Oh, yeah, the Redskins. Yeah, Jay Gruden.
You guys make me want to say bad words on the air. Jets is my team.
I know, and they're really bad this year.
Thanks.
What do you got going on, Pork Chop?
Nothing, actually. I don't have the steakhouse tonight, so that's nice. I think I might relax a little. Oh, since I was in Michigan over the weekend, I still got to do some laundry and stuff. Yo, something epic. Okay, I'm not going to say who. Someone texted me that I haven't talked to in 3 years.
Yes, it was
That's crazy.
It was...
I need to tell you guys about that.
Yeah, so we'll have to talk about that coming up tomorrow. This guy amazes me, Chops, because he literally got, like, what, an hour sleep last night? And you're fully functioning. Like, so you took a nap, basically.
I took a nap from, like, 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. But, yeah,
incredible.
I'm good.
He'll be sleeping on the floor again, just like last week.
How do you survive? Like, what about you, Joe? What do you have going on?
I just found out it's good but bad news. My little bro, Michael, we were supposed to do game night tonight with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central Indiana, but his football team, I went to the game on Saturday, they won, so now they're in the championship game on Wednesday, but they have to practice tonight. So,
oh, okay.
I was looking forward to a pizza party and playing some board games.
Bum.
But it's cool. I actually need a night off to rest. So, I will work out today. I will walk Benny and Paddington, my doggos, and might do a little disc golf. We'll see what the weather brings. It's got to dry up, though, because it's been kind of moist.
What a weather change, right?
I'll take the coolness. I just don't like the wetness. So, and is that you two, Liv? I am all over the room this morning. Did we already ask you what you're doing?
Yeah, we already did.
All right. Well, hey, that's going to do it for all of us. We can't do anything, though, unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So, for myself, Joe, McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.